You're listening to the Filthy Fantasy Football Show.
All right, everybody, welcome into another exciting episode of the Filthy Fantasy Football Show. Safe space for all you foul-mouthed fantasy players out there. Tonight, sadly, it's just your boy, King Josh, Josh the King. Sad, alone. My friends abandoned me. Just me sitting here, dick's not even hard. Just trying to eke out something for you for the weekend. Because I'm not a little cock tease. We want to get you guys championships. We want to get you guys the victory. We're going to win this together, baby. And we still have a couple games to break down. But before we get to that, just a little bit of news. For those of you that don't know, Travis Kelce is back. He was a full practice participant today, Friday. I know this comes out on Saturday, but you know what I mean. Jacoby Myers, wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders. He has been ruled out with a concussion because his head got chopped off. But on the positive side, Jimmy Garoppolo and Devontae Adams were both removed from the injury report, and they'll be a full go against the Bills. Deontay Johnson, the hamstring injury, did not practice again today, so he's more than likely out. I just wish Yahoo and the fucking Pittsburgh Steelers would put him on goddamn out or IR designation so I could fucking move him, so I could pick up somebody. Scary news, Austin Eckler, superstar running back for my favorite team, the LA Chargers. He is doubtful for week two against the Titans. So hopefully you picked up Joshua Kelly because he's going to be the feature back if Eckler's a no-go. Running back Zach Moss is here to save the day for the Indianapolis Colts backfield. He has been removed from the injury report, and he'll more than likely be the starter this upcoming week. John Mechie. You know, last season I was super excited about this kid. He made a remarkable recovery from cancer, and he is set to make his NFL debut on Sunday, so that's pretty exciting. Jerry Jeudy, he should be a full go this week as well. CJ Stroud, not that you're playing CJ Stroud. This is more, it impacts the other players, but who knows, maybe Davis Mills will just have to huck the ball around a bit. But CJ Stroud hurt his throwing shoulder, so that could be concerning for him. If you're in a super flex or a two quarterback league, or even if you have CJ Stroud on your roster, not redraft, but in some of those dynasty or keeper leagues, maybe look into Davis Mills. And Greg Dulcich, the tight end for the Denver Broncos, is going to be out this week. All right, so let's get into the games as I get up the strength to talk about them. And by strength, I mean I need my Vegas betting lines because I like to cover the spread with you guys. I like to spread things on toast, butt cheeks, you know, that fun stuff. All right, first we got the 0-1 Giants taking on the 0-1 Cardinals in an awful game that sadly we're going to have to watch. Vegas has the over-under at 39.5 with the Giants favored at -4, and they should win this game. I know the Cardinals came out kind of surprising, but the Giants actually aren't that bad of a team. For fantasy purposes, you know, you're playing Barkley, and I guess Waller, he was off the injury report today. So, you know, those are probably the only two options you have there. For the Arizona Cardinals, I don't know, man. Like, James Conner gets all the work. He had 84% snap share last week against the Commanders. So I guess you can go that route. I don't know. The pass catchers, I'm not that into. Zach Ertz, actually, if you need a tight end, especially if you have Greg Dulcich or one of those other guys, he had 10 targets last week. So he's might be something, but I don't know. That game's gross. I don't want to really partake in that. Moving on, got the 1-0 San Francisco 49ers taking on the surprising 1-0 Rams. Vegas has the over-under 45.5 with the 49ers favored at -7. Should be a lot of fun playing all your 49ers. And for the Rams, Stafford looked good against the Seahawks, which was surprising. I mean, nothing great, like good enough, not for fantasy purposes, but just good enough for NFL life. I know the running backs, Kyren Williams, I know he got 2 touchdowns. I don't know. I need to see more. Cam Akers, I think he kind of sucks too. I kind of agree with Fish on that. So I don't know. Start them at your own accord. I don't recommend it. You know, hopefully, I mean, Cam Akers was drafted fairly early, so you probably have to play him. But Kyren Williams, you picked up off the waiver wire, so you might not be in a position that you have to play him. And the San Francisco defense is really good. So, I mean, it's going to be tough sledding for them. So I would just, try to steer clear. But Puka Nacua, I don't know, man. I'm into it. The 49ers are probably going to put up points. They got to throw to somebody. Lord knows Van Jefferson didn't look very good. Tutu Atwell was surprisingly great last week too. But I would play Nacua. And then, you know, Higbee, I guess, just because tight end's an awful, awful position. All right, moving on. Got the 1-0 Jets taking on the 1-0 Dallas Cowboys. Vegas has the over under 38, which is a very sad score designation. With the Cowboys favored at -8.5 for the Jets, I don't know. They're going to rely on the run game a lot because we talked about this last episode or two ago. The Jets have an outstanding defense, so they're going to have to run the ball and kill the clock and play good defense. I mean, you could start Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook probably. Garrett Wilson is just so fucking talented that I'd probably still play him just because he's just so good. And then Dallas, start everybody on Dallas. You know, the Jets defense is great, but I don't know. I'm into it. Their defense is going to put up a tough matchup against them. But I mean, you know, start your studs. Like, let's not get cute. And I'm sure if the guys were here, they would agree. All right, moving on. Got the 1-0 Washington Commanders Bullfrogs taking on the 0-1 Denver Broncos. Vegas has the over-under at 38.5, with Denver favored at -3.5. I still have faith in Washington. I mean, not Antonio Gibson. That hurts me to say. But, you know, Sam Howell looked pretty good. So if you're in a super flex or a 2-quarterback league, I'd still give him the go. Brian Robinson, after Gibson fumbled, he had 19 carries. He scored a touchdown. So, I mean, I'd start Brian Robinson. I'd start Scary Terry. I'd start Dotson. I don't know. I think I'd still play Logan Thomas until he gets hurt. He had 8 targets. So that'll be fun. For Denver, I'd go Javonte. Obviously, you go Judy, Sutton. And now that Dulcich is out, Troutman's a sneaky player that you're going to want to get involved. I mean, he had 5 targets, 5 catches for 36, and, you know, in the awful landscape that is tight end, he was the tight end 16. So, I mean, you could do worse. All right, moving on. I got the Sunday night football game. Got the big 1-0 Denver, the 1-0 Miami Dolphins taking on the 0-1 New England Patriots. Over-under is 46.5. Dolphins favored at -3. Start everybody on Miami, man. That shit was exciting against the Chargers. Jeff Wilson's obviously still on IR, so Mostert, you know, it's his backfield, and he's still not hurt yet because he'll get hurt eventually. But, you know, you play everybody in Miami. For the New England side, Mac Jones did have 3 touchdowns, but I don't know, man. I don't buy into it. You know, you're going to start Stevenson because the guy's a monster. Kendrick Bourne, you know, we talked about this at the waiver wire pickup one. I know he's wide receiver 7 on the year, but this is what he does. You know, since San Francisco days, he has a couple blow up games. Everyone rushes out to grab him, and then he sucks the rest of the year. Juju is a little banged up. He had 7 targets. So, I mean, you know, if he's a flex or your 3rd wide receiver, he might be all right. And then Hunter Henry, I do like Hunter Henry. 6 targets last week, 5 for 56 and the touchdown. So that's actually pretty good. All right, moving on. We got 2 Monday night football games. The slightly earlier one, we got the 1-0 New Orleans Saints taking on the 0-1 Carolina Panthers. Over-unders at 39.5 with the Saints favored at -3. I'd, you know, I don't know. I'd still go Jamal Williams just because he had 75% of the backfield last week, 18 carries. So you like that. Carolina's defense doesn't quite scare me. You know what? Fuck it. I'd start all three wide receivers. I mean, obviously you're starting Olave, but Michael Thomas, and I think I'd take a flyer on Rashid Shaheed. Yeah. I mean, the guy had 6 targets, 5 for 89 and a touchdown. This guy's explosive as all hell. I didn't buy into it last year, but I don't know. It looked good. And then, you know, Juwan Johnson's fine. Carolina, I would probably, you know, Miles Sanders, he's got the volume. So you're okay with playing that. I don't know, man. Bryce Young looked like a rookie quarterback last week. The Saints defense is good. So I really wouldn't put any faith into anyone else for Carolina. But I think Miles Sanders, he's the safe running back 3 flex option for your team. And finally, our last game, we got the 1-0 Cleveland Rapists taking on the 1-0 Cleveland sex offenders, alleged sex offenders, taking on the 0-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. Over-under's 38.5 with the Steelers favored at -3. Pittsburgh's there. It's going to be a rough season for them. But, you know, you can start just about everybody for Cleveland. Even Elijah Moore, man, he had 7 targets. I mean, it wasn't great, but 3 for 43, but I like the 7 targets thing. That could be something good. David Njoku, you know, not the greatest game, but he was heavily involved last year. Watson likes tight ends on both his massage therapist and the football position. So Njoku's probably still a good player to use. And then on the Pittsburgh side, I don't know, man, that shit's tough. You know, you want to play Najee because you drafted him in the 2nd round. I don't know, man. It's going to suck. You're going to have to play him because you drafted him so early. But I'd probably take a flyer on Pickens. Allen Robinson, I don't want to say it, but he looked okay last week. 8 targets, 5 for 64. So, you know, maybe if you're desperate. Then Pat Freiermuth, he was upgraded to a full participant today in practice. So he is a full go. So, you know, and it's, you know, this, and see, this is the funny thing about tight end. He had 1 catch for 3 yards and a touchdown. And he is the tight end 10 on the year right now. So I'd go ahead and start Freiermuth. Yeah, this episode's short. I just wanted to come on real quick and break down the rest of the games. If you do get questions, I am available via Twitter for your start and sit questions at Filthy F-Ball Show. If you want to tweet at Rome or Fish, Big Rome's at Big Rome FFF. Get the Fantasy Fish at F Football Fish. You can Instagram us at Filthy Fantasy Football Show. And you can send in your emails to filthyfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com. And since there's still, you know, there's only been 13 minutes, so I'm going to plug some stuff. We've been talking about Trophy Smack. And you know what's funny? Like, yes, they're a sponsor, but we actually do use them in our home league with my high school buddies that we've been doing it for a long time. We got a sweet perpetual trophy through them. It's big. It's beautiful. It has every champion's name on it. It has our league history. It's just so nice to have something fun like that if you're a serious fantasy player. So why not upgrade your shit? Have some cool stuff. Check out their website. Like I said, they got grills. They have necklaces. They have plaques. They have championship rings. They have all the cool shit. Check them out. TrophySmack.com/filthy. And if you like our sweet music, shout out to our producer, Eddie. Get to his Instagram at SkyChamber_Studios on Instagram. That guy's a fucking stud. He's a professional musician, audio engineer. He does podcasts. He does music. He actually just went to a record release party that he worked on. So shout out to Eddie. And shout out to my boys, Fish and Rome. I love you guys. I miss you. And I love you, listeners. Good luck this weekend. Tweet at me. I'll help you. I will help you. I promise, because I love you. And it's King Josh, Josh the King, on behalf of Big Rome, and Fantasy Fish. Good night, and have a good one, y'all.